Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the country's leading name in leak detection, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question is one we hear a lot from homeowners. Is acoustic leak detection actually accurate enough that you can avoid ripping up your floors?
It's a fair concern, and I get why people worry about it. The short answer is yes, acoustic leak detection is accurate enough in the vast majority of residential cases to pinpoint a leak without unnecessary excavation. We're not guessing at a general area and hoping for the best.
So how does the equipment actually find the water? Because from the outside, a leaking pipe under a concrete floor looks the same as a dry one.
Right, so acoustic leak detection works by picking up the sound that escaping water makes as it forces itself out through a breach in the pipe. Every leak produces a distinct frequency, and our engineers use ground microphones and listening discs pressed against the floor surface to hear that sound through the material above. The equipment amplifies and filters what it picks up so the engineer can distinguish between the leak signal and background noise like traffic or central heating.
Does the floor type make a difference? I'd imagine concrete is different from timber floorboards.
It does affect how the signal travels, yes. Acoustic equipment performs very well through solid concrete, which actually conducts sound efficiently. Timber suspended floors are trickier, because the boards and the air gap beneath them can scatter the signal. That's where ADI's engineers will often combine acoustic detection with thermal imaging cameras, which trace the heat differential caused by escaping water, to get a second confirmation of the leak position.
So you're not relying on just one method?
Never. On a tricky job, acoustic equipment gives us a strong indication, thermal imaging adds a visual layer, and when we need absolute certainty under a solid floor, tracer gas leak detection fills in the rest. ADI's engineers introduce a safe hydrogen and nitrogen mix into the pipework, and a surface detector picks up exactly where that gas escapes. Between those three methods, the leak position gets confirmed to a very tight area before anyone lifts a single tile.
That's reassuring. But can you give me a sense of how tight we're talking? Like, how small an area would your engineers actually need to open up?
On a good acoustic result confirmed with tracer gas, we're routinely targeting an opening of around 300 to 500 millimetres. That's a small access point, not a trench across the kitchen. The whole point of the detection work is to make the repair as precise and as least disruptive as possible.
What about a homeowner who's already had a plumber tell them they'll need to dig up the whole floor to find the leak? Does that happen?
It does happen, and it's usually because the plumber doesn't carry acoustic or thermal equipment. They can hear water running somewhere, they know there's a problem, but without specialist detection equipment, they can't narrow it down. ADI leak detection exists specifically to bridge that gap. Our engineers carry out the investigation first, so the repair work is targeted rather than exploratory.
What does a visit from ADI actually look like for the homeowner then? What should they expect on the day?
The engineer arrives, asks a few questions about where they've seen signs of the leak, whether it's a drop on the water meter, damp patches, or warm spots on the floor. They'll do a meter test first to confirm there's an active supply leak, then methodically work across the floor with the acoustic equipment marking up where the signal peaks. It's a calm, methodical process. Most residential visits take 2 to 3 hours from arrival to a confirmed location.
And if the leak turns out to be in a tricky spot, behind a tiled wall, for instance, can acoustic detection still find it?
Walls are definitely more variable than floors, but acoustic equipment still picks up escaping water through tiled surfaces. If the signal is weak, thermal imaging becomes the primary tool because a leaking pipe behind a wall creates a clear thermal pattern across the surface. ADI's engineers adapt the method to whatever the property throws at them rather than relying on a single approach.
Dave, that's genuinely useful. Thanks for breaking it down so clearly. If you've got a suspected water leak at home and you want it found without unnecessary damage to your property, ADI Leak Detection is one of the most trusted and experienced residential leak detection specialists in the UK. We'll put a link in the show notes.